Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and this is your daily Astros podcast. I'm H-Town Wheelhouse. You can find me on Twitter at H-Town Wheelhouse. You can find me at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find the show at Locked On Astros on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Remember, we are your team every day. And what a game tonight. This was not a game that I expected for Game 6. Honestly, would never have seen this coming. I thought there would be some back and forth. I mean, even if Atlanta comes out a winner in my mind, I thought that the Astros would make this a game. And I guess I was not correct on that assumption. The Astros obviously had no visions of coming in here laying a goose egg, but they absolutely did play a stinker of a game. This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. And we want you to make us your first listen. When you tweet at us, when you talk to us online, use the hashtag first listen. And check out Spotify Green Room. It's changing the way we talk about sports. It's a free, easy-to-use app. We're on there. We'll be on there throughout the offseason. Check us out today at Locked On Astros. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel if you're listening for the first time. We would love to have you on. And when you watch a video, give us a thumbs up. Thank you all for joining us. What a season. Eric Heisman is not with me tonight. He is actually at the game, probably leaving the game as he went to Game 6. And I had high hopes, not just for the Astros, but for Eric to be there in the presence. My son and I had the amazing opportunity to attend Game 2 where the Astros won that game. And against Max Fried, they were able to scratch enough runs across to get him out and to seal the deal. Tonight, not so much. I believe I saw on the TV that he was the first rookie pitcher to pitch 6-plus scoreless innings in a World Series clincher. Tip your hat to Max Fried. He absolutely came out and pitched the game of his life, the game of his career. And the Astros bats were completely silent. I mean, there was nothing going on. The looking at pitches or the swinging at first strikes, on and on and on. The Braves earned this. And as much as I said, the Astros come to Minute Maid Park and they win Game 6 and 7 and they go on to win this World Series was based on me knowing that deep down this team has the players, has more talent than the Braves. But hard work outbeats talent every single time. And now, Garcia, there is a lot of talk about Garcia giving up the 3-run home run to Soler. The last time he struck out Soler was on a curveball, the same curveball. But Martin Maldonado's glove was way below the zone. That ball was almost waist high, and he absolutely obliterated that pitch. I haven't seen a home run hit that hard since you know who. His first name starts with an A, last name starts with a P. When he played for the Cardinals, I was at that game, and that ball, we heard it hit the train tracks and the back window. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable to see how this game turned out. I mean, 7-0. Who would have thought? The Astros had 6 hits and scored 0 runs. The Braves had 7 hits and they had 6 runs. 2 home runs that added to their total. I believe they have 9 in this series and the Astros only had 2. That is the difference. I will get to y'all's comments here in a little bit. Thank you for the, actually you spelled trash Stros wrong. You forgot the H. That's okay. That seems fitting for a, I don't know, maybe you're a Dodgers fan or a Braves fan. That's fine. Whatever. You know, it's funny. Braves like just like piled in the podcast 2 days ago when they won game four. And then when the Astros won game five, they were vacant. They like didn't show up. Maybe they were too busy trashing the battery before they left their precious Truist Park, which is absolutely abysmal the way they treated that place. Can't even clean up after yourself, but I digress. The Houston Astros had a great season, okay? The Houston Astros got to this point, and I know y'all don't want to hear it. I know you don't want to hear, well, you made a third World Series. You only won one. This was the one that we needed because everybody's on our backs about the cheating. Everybody's on our backs about the cheating, whether we win or lose. So it doesn't matter what they say. All the noise outside of Houston, that's fine. You know that your life's not significant enough when all you have to do is complain about somebody else and what they've done or haven't done. And that's the way I see it. So the bottom line is this. The Houston Astros got beat. The Braves were the better team in this series. The Braves showed up. They showed out. They got key hits when they needed it. And it is just, at the end of the day, you have to come to the ballpark and play. Nobody cares about the name on your back. Nobody cares about the name on the front of your jersey. You have to go out and produce. Everybody's like, well, Dusty shouldn't have thrown Garcia. No, Garcia shouldn't have hung that curveball. Garcia throws that curveball where Martín Maldonado's glove is. Soler doesn't touch that pitch. The game is different at that point. And it is just one of those things. Let's look at this. Our pitching. They used three pitchers. We used 9 pitchers. Our first two pitchers only had 3 walks. But it was the home runs that they gave up. Garcia had 3 strikeouts. Javier had 3 strikeouts, but he gave up the home run. Garcia had 3 strikeouts, but he gave up the home run. Santa came in, gave up a home run. I mean, the game was out of reach by then, but I mean, you had 9 strikeouts. The Braves had 10 strikeouts. And so when you look on paper, take away the runs, you look at the hits, you look at the strikeouts by the pitchers, you're like, okay, maybe this was a close game. Maybe it was 6-7. Maybe it was 4-5. No, it was 7-0. And we will continue to lament and talk about this season as the season comes on and as the offseason approaches. And we've got so many things to talk about. And I'm not even going to get into all the Correa talk and who are we going to sign. I'm just going to focus on this series tonight, okay? Tonight's episode is actually brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Spotify Green Room is the first social media audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time, your favorite sports team or sport. That's right, Houston Astros baseball, even in the offseason. It's a perfect place to join the conversation. You can join our podcast, get into debates, go to parties, post-game breakdowns like we're doing here, and you can, Spotify Green Room is free and easy to use on any iOS device. When you go there, join the NFL, the MLB, the NHL, the NBA group, all those groups. Look for myself at HL Wheelhouse. Look for Eric Heisman at Eric Heisman and join the conversation today. Spotify Green Room, changing the way we talk about sports. So at the end of the day, you have to look at something. I had a friend of mine who he's actually recently moved from Texas, moved from California back to Texas. He is a Texas native. And he says this, he says, Mr. Chancy, the year didn't end the way we thought, but us being longtime Astros fans witnessed a dynasty. You saw 4 infielders make MLB history as most consecutive games played together in postseason. You saw us set an MLB record for points per game, walks, on-base average, etc. Our great team just missed the mark. From 100 game losing seasons to being the most dominant team says a lot. Be proud, my dude. Man, Paul Valdez, you're the man. I freaking love that tweet. I needed to see that. I know it sucks to lose. I know it sucks to come in second place. Like Ricky Bobby said, second place is the first loser. But at the end of the day, the Braves played better. They got the job done. And at the end of the day, they are the World Series champions. Here you go. I'm gonna put a Braves comment up first. Y'all know who Max Fried is now. Yeah, we know who Max Fried is now, and we were able to defeat him in the first game. And tonight, he looked amazing. He pitched a gem of a game. He did the job. We've never not given credit to the other team. We just didn't buy into the hype of them actually winning and finishing the job, and they did the unthinkable. They beat the Houston Astros. They beat an ailing Dodgers team. They beat who they did, the Brewers, who a lot of people picked to be in the World Series. At the end of the day, the Braves did what they had to do. The Astros hitting did not. Yordan Alvarez all but vanished from the playoffs. Bregman all but vanished except for the game four. Altuve was pretty much a non-factor. The list goes on. These guys just did not have their best series. I mean, if you look at it, Altuve 222, Correa 261, Alvarez 100. Got his first hit, I think, in like, I don't know how many games. He was like one for whatever going into tonight, and he got a hit. Gurriel was 0 for 4 tonight. He had been pretty dependable. Diaz came in and got called out on a really high strike. Siri didn't do anything. Bregman, 0-95. I mean, you just look at what happened. And again, the Houston Astros only hit 2 home runs versus the 9 home runs that the Braves hit. That's going to lose you ball games. And we will talk on the offseason. Where do the Astros go from here? It's not a rebuild. Everyone's like, oh, we're going to rebuild. No. Correa is obviously your big, and I know I said I wasn't going to talk about this, but know the Astros don't miss the playoffs next year. I'm gonna bookmark that, and I'm gonna call you out. That is 100% wrong. Number one, we're in the West. Number two, we've got very weak teams in our division. We won't miss the playoffs, okay? Here is what the Astros are going to have to focus on. Let's put Carlos Correa on a shelf because we know that is what they're going to go after. They need starting pitching. They need starting pitching. They need someone other than Lance McCullers to be their ace. Luis Garcia, if you look at his season as a whole, don't go out there knocking Luis Garcia because of a mistake pitch of hanging that curveball tonight. That kid pitched his ass off this entire series. That kid pitched his ass off the entire season. Don't blame this on him. Those bats who scored 0 runs tonight are to blame because the Braves only had to score 1 run tonight to win. They only had to score 1 run. Your offense did nothing. Your offense did nothing most of the night, or most of the series, Houston Astros. The 2 games in Atlanta that the Braves won, 2-0 and 3-2, really? 5 runs in 2 games against the highest scoring offense in all of Major League Baseball? It just says to me that at the end of the day, you can be the best team on paper, but you still have to go out and, you know, perform. You still have to go out and do that. So it looks like I'm going to be blocking a lot of people tonight. You know, it's just one of those things where people are going to come on here. The poor hitting is a story. That's right. The poor hitting is definitely the story. And you know what, Jack Lynch, I'll give you some credit. Your pitching was darn good this series. Matzik, your guys in the bullpen, I really thought that it swung in the Astros' favor coming back to Houston because y'all had used your relief pitchers so much. And you know what? I was wrong, and I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong. I'm willing to admit when I don't call something right or call something the way it is. And there goes another block. There goes another block. Keep throwing up the F-bombs, people, and you'll get blocked from our show. I promise you that, okay? Don't come to my podcast or Eric's podcast and act like you're going to run things, okay? The Houston Astros lost, and it's a tough loss. It's a tough loss for the core four. The core four may not be the core four next year. I hope Carlos Correa is back, but these guys vanished. Like, they didn't show up. I mean, you can't win when your offense doesn't score a single run in two games. You can't win when the offense scores two runs in three of the games that they lose. You can't win when the only outbreak you have is a third or a fourth inning in a game two, and then a little bit when you come back. I mean, that was a great game in game five. It's a great game. That's how I think most of the games should have gone. That's how I think most of the games should have been. This series could have easily swayed in the Astros' direction, and it just never did. They just never got to that point. So the Houston Astros fall to the Atlanta Braves, and that reminds me, we need to talk about Built Bar. Here's the thing. I love Thanksgiving, all of the good food and treats, plenty of them, but maybe you want a yummy dessert, but it isn't so full of calories and sugar. It's a perfect time for Built Bars. Built Bar is a new holiday dessert. Feast on something delicious and feel good about it. One slice of pie has an upwards of 300 calories, and that's on the low end. Most Built Bars are only 130 calories and only 4 grams of sugar with plenty of protein. Replace the coconut cream pie with a coconut Built Bar, or go for the raspberry Built Bar instead of the raspberry pie. Lots of good flavors to replace any pie. Low calorie, low carb, low fat, high protein. Covered in 100% real chocolate, Built is a great option for when you're hungry. If Thanksgiving isn't coming soon enough, then go to Built Bar and grab one or two. Share some with your family at gatherings. It will make things less awkward. Maybe Aunt Betty isn't trying the Built Bar yet, but surprises are coming along because all this month, limited flavors are arriving at Built.com regularly, so check the website often. There's nothing like Built Bar Black Friday. Mark your calendar. Black Friday will be a huge event with all sorts of surprises. Go to Built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. The Built Bar, the best bar in the biz. So where was the Yordan Alvarez we saw in the ALCS? What happened to this guy? How did the Braves pitchers absolutely neutralize this weapon who tore through the Red Sox? Who just obliterated the competition? What happened? Why does this team that's this talented, how do their bats get zapped like this? Like, who has the kryptonite? What is the kryptonite? Who's stuffing their back pockets with kryptonite before they go into a game and they get blanked? Okay? I'm just shocked. And I know Yordan's a young hitter. I know he's still young. I know he's 24, and I know he had the knee surgery and all that stuff. But when you go off like that and you're on fire in the ALCS, it's very hard for me to see you go the exact opposite and only get two hits in the next series. Maybe cool off. Maybe you don't hit almost 500. Maybe you hit at least 280. But not that. It's just all those things. Jack seems to be a pretty decent Braves fan. Watching the post show and can tell Aroyd put big money on the Astros. Oh, well, I mean, Mattress Mac, or on Mattress Mac, would have won $36 million had the Astros won. And, you know, yes, Jack, we are all sad. He says, I'm sad right now. I'm not sure I want to hear anymore. We could have, should have, would have, but we didn't. I mean, I hate to say this phrase, but it is what it is. And the Astros just couldn't hang with the Braves pitching. Say what you want about the Astros missing it. And I talked a lot about how the Astros were going to come back, about how the Astros had the team to do it. Carlos Correa believed they could do it. He said several times, if there's anybody that can, it's us. And I believe they went into this series thinking they could. And to see the Astros only walk away with two wins in a 7-game series where they had home field advantage, the second time they've had home field advantage in a World Series, and they've only won one of those last 6 games at home, that is strange to me. That is very strange to me. But I try to always stay positive. I always try to keep things on the up and up, because really at the end of the day, guys and girls, we got to go to work tomorrow. Reality. The Astros are going to have to get up and they're going to have to start talking about next season. They're going to have to start talking about where they go from here. James Click, Jim Crane, all the analytics guys, they're all going to have to get together. Who's going to be the manager? Who's going to manage this team? Is Dusty retiring? He missed another World Series. Everybody's going to blame Dusty now. If Dusty would have won, he would have been the genius, the best manager ever. Dusty lost. Now it's all Dusty's fault. Javier, I'm telling you, I love what Javier did and turned it on in the playoffs, but I believe that Javier is suited to be a starter, not a relief pitcher. And I'll die on that hill. Javier should be a starter. If you're not going to make him a starter next season, you need to trade him for some assets while he still has value. Period. End of story. And so, yes, you're right. Dusty did not cost us this. This was not on Dusty. Everyone's like, well, Dusty shouldn't have started Luis Garcia. No, Luis Garcia shouldn't have hung that curveball. Okay. Yeah. You could have gone Jake Odorizzi, but what if Jake Odorizzi goes in and gives up a three-run home run? Everyone's like, oh, why did you start Jake Odorizzi? You should have started Luis Garcia. See, that's the problem with Monday morning quarterbacking, all this stuff. Joe Espada is the guy that I want to take the coaching helm. But Joe Espada is going to get a lot of offers from other Major League Baseball teams, and there will be some jobs that are open. It looks like the Yankees are sticking with Boone, which I think is laughable. The Yankees are going to try to pillage every team they can to get every high-priced free agent they can to stack their team, probably only to lose in the playoffs. Do you know what a couch at a furniture store and the Yankees have in common in the postseason? They both sit around and do nothing. That's right, folks. You heard it here, folks. You heard it here first. They both sit around and do nothing. That's what the Yankees will continue to do. Their division is tough. The Blue Jays are getting stronger. Next year, the AL West, the Rangers will still be rebuilding. The Angels, who knows what the heck they're going to do. The Oakland A's are tearing everything down and they're rebuilding. Heck, Astros may go out and trade for Chris Bassett. Who knows? That guy thinks the Astros were the scapegoat, and I think he's trying to win brownie points to come over here. Whitley is not a bust yet. Now, I'm gonna pause here, and Forrest Whitley is not a bust. You can't say he's a bust if he hasn't even touched the major leagues yet. Now, if he come to the major leagues and failed, let the kid get something under his belt first. Let him go to the major league level and fail. I don't think he's a bust yet. He's still only, what, 24, 25? I mean, he didn't have a lot of mileage on his arm because of injuries. There's that. So it's just one of those things where Whitley, he is hanging by a thread. Whitley, I think this year has to do something or he's done. Maybe the Astros trade him. Maybe they finally trade him. But hey, we're not the Dodgers. We made it to the World Series. We're not the Yankees. We made it past the wild card with the Houston Astros. And we have taken on the mantra of H-Town versus everyone. I know local media, Apollo, has really made that popular. And it's really kind of been embraced by the team, which I think is cool. Do we have a shot at Gausman? I don't know. There are a lot of pitchers, and that's what Eric and I, we're going to bring on other people. We're probably going to bring on Weston, who also does like a Talking Astros podcast. We were going to bring him on tonight, and him and I were discussing him coming on through DM, and he said, I don't want my first appearance on y'all's show to be in a stinker of a game like this. And so I was like, you know what, we'll get you on and we'll break some things down. We'll have Clay Hensley on. I know Gordon Beckham has been a superstar, former MLB analyst for Locked On. Maybe we can get him on. Hopefully you'll see us have some player interviews, some Astros personnel, and we'll just do our best to break down the season, break down the off season. As news comes out, we'll have it here. Remember, we are your team every day. That reminds me that if you're betting, if you're a sports bettor, We're back and better than ever in a new web interface for the start of the basketball season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball, postseason, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Jeremy Peña, if Correa leaves, that's definitely an option. Jose Siri showed that he is somebody that's serviceable off the bench. What are we going to do at center field? Will Jake Myers be your center fielder of the future? What's going to happen there? Starting pitching questions, you know, Zach Greinke more than likely is gone. JV, I think, is all but out the door. And so you're going to have an entirely new pitching staff. I believe you start your, well, I don't know, maybe not. Think about it. You've got McCullers, you got Garcia, you've got Urquidy, and then you've got Odorizzi. They're paying the man. He's going to be a starter next year. So you're looking for that fifth starter. Do the Astros go out and try to get someone like a Robbie Ray? Can they wrangle someone like that? And at the end of the day, you've got to just go and look to see who's out there. The Astros can – oh, I'm sorry. Wow, Framber Valdez. Thank you. Thank you, Larry the GM. There's so much on my mind right now. There's so much to think about. I feel like the information is – I'm like taking it in like I'm trying to drink from a fire hose. Framber Valdez, so you've got starters, but who else is out there that they need to go get? Do they need to go get somebody? And it's just one of those things where, you know, I love comments from Rams fans. Like, is that a football team? Yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much, Adrian, for listening. He says, Brett, it has been a blast listening to you and Eric this season. I can't wait to come back around next year. Hey, why are you going to wait until next year? We'll be here all off season. We're going 5 days a week through December, man. We're not letting up. There's no let up. There's no put up or shut up here. We're not giving up. We're just dusting off the haters. We're stretching. We're getting ready to go, man. We'll have our boy Larry the GM on. We'll talk about trade scenarios, what makes sense for the Astros, financial stuff, all those things. But you know, this has been a great season. I want to thank Eric Heisman for bringing me on 2 years ago. It'd be my 2 year anniversary in January. I want to thank you guys and girls for listening, whether it's audio or on YouTube. And if you're listening on audio, please go to YouTube and subscribe. If you watch a video, please give us a thumbs up and like us. If you're on Apple, please give us a 5-star recommendation. I literally got a 1-star recommendation the other day from a Braves fan that basically said, I came to this podcast to hear a different perspective. And then he went on to slam us for our perspective because he said we were biased. We're literally locked on Astros. So we need some 5-star reviews. If you haven't done that, please do that. Jennifer, hush. I'm actually going to put you in timeout. Thank you so much for adding to my comments there. Anyways, this is H-Town Wheelhouse. This has been an amazing season. Just because the season is over, just because things are done, doesn't mean that we're done. My name is Brett Chancey. You can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter. You can find me at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros. You can find Eric Heisman at Eric Talks Stros on Twitter. Hit us up, and when you do, use the hashtag #FirstListen. Remember, Locked On Astros all off season. We've been here all postseason. We will be with you through the thick and the thin. We will never leave. We are the constant in your day. We are the sugar in your coffee. We are the excitement when nobody else is excited, and we are the ones that will stand with you because we are all about the H-Town versus everyone. We are all about Locked On Astros. We're your team every day. Y'all have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow.